The Mystery of the Maya. A lost world lies hidden deep within the rainforests of Central America. Hundreds of cities and towns stand among the trees. These used to be home to millions of Native Americans known as the Maya, who lived in the Central American jungle for approximately 3,000 years. They built an incredible civilization, which was successful for about 750 years. For many of the settlements, the good times ended about 1,000 years ago. Trees and vines embrace the once proud temples and palaces, which are now in ruins. So what happened to these people? Their disappearance is considered one of the biggest mysteries in archaeology. Did they abandon their beautiful cities, or did some disaster wipe them out? For decades, archaeologists have been trying to discover what happened, and there is still no agreement. Theories range from the invasion of foreign forces and migration to disease and the collapse of an overpopulated society. Others think that an epidemic caused thousands of deaths. New evidence has recently come to light from an investigation into the layers of mud at the bottom of a lake in the region. This suggests that a long-lasting drought was an important factor in their disappearance. However, there are so many possibilities that many researchers now believe that it was a combination of two or more of these things that marked the end for these people. To examine some of the theories about what happened to the Maya, I went to Central America. I visited Mayan cities and talked to the archaeologists who were studying them. One very hot day, I stood on a riverbank near the ruins of Cancún, which was once a successful city. Thousands of Maya used to live there, and rich people from other cities would go there for holidays. But that all changed 1,200 years ago. Archaeologists think that invaders came suddenly, probably by canoe. They may have battled with soldiers by the river before heading into the city centre. I followed the path they would have taken and came across an amazing palace next to the ruins of a large pool. Then it became a tomb. The invaders killed the city's leaders and threw their bodies into the water. The invasion must have been quick and terrifying. The city's people were probably so scared that they ran away into the rainforest. I learned a different story in another place that I visited, the great city of Tikal. About 55,000 people lived there once, and the city had roughly 3,000 major buildings. Tikal remained a lively city for decades after Cancún was destroyed, but eventually it was also abandoned. Why? Archaeologists think the city suffered a drought that made it hard to grow corn, beans, squash, and the other foods which were important in the diet of the Maya. Warfare may also have weakened the society as the people of Tikal battled with neighboring cities. The Maya thought of their rulers as gods. When the king couldn't bring rain or victory, though, people may have stopped listening to him, and their community then fell apart. Whatever the cause of the Maya's disappearance, their downfall will continue to capture people's imagination for many years to come. While I was among the pyramids and temples at Tikal, I imagined the people living there in the city's last days. I could picture them, hungry, tired, and scared, running from their homes. Like the Maya, in many places in the rainforests of Central America, they left behind a great city and a great mystery.